Carthage turnover.
Yeah.
But
nice country.
Do what you got to do.
Nice country.
Nice. Quiet.
Quiet, really?
Well, if you compare it to Venezuela, not as quiet as Costa Rica. See you.
See you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to start the at-large regional leadership meeting. First of all, my name is Devanand Tilak Singh, Lakwalo Secretariat. First of all, apologies for the late start. Unfortunately, the Lakwalo... Thank you. Thank you, John. Unfortunately, we are starting this call 30 minutes later than scheduled, so you only have 1 hour, and just under an hour now at this point. So I think we have to review our agenda to decide which ones do we want to prioritize. Roll call? Good. Great. Okay. Okay. Can I just quickly do the roll call? Bo, you wanted us quickly start?
Bo Brendler, Chairman, N.A. Rallo. Et à bientôt, Alak.
Azizi Levi, Afralo.
Je m'attends ici là, Afralo.
Sorry. Tijani Benjema Afralo.
Ganesh Kumar Narala.
Darlene Thompson, Secretariat, North American Rallo.
Michael Ford, Barbados.
Andre Griffith, Barbados ICT.
Roosevelt King, Barbados.
Carlton Samuels, Jamaica.
Devanand Tilak Singh, Lakwalo Secretariat.
Jose Arce.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Silvia Vivanco, staff.
Natalia Enciso, Lakwalo.
Sergio Salinas Porto, LAC RALO, ALAC member.
Sandra Hoferichter, URALO, ALAC.
Eduardo Díaz, NARALO, ALAC.
Ludwig, URALO.
Very well. So if we look at our agenda, is there any particular suggestions as to regarding the agenda items? Because I don't think, I can honestly say, I don't think we're going to cover them all. So is there one that we could say defer until, say, a future conference call with the secretariats? Suggestions? Or I'll offer one. Sorry, Wolf, go ahead.
Well, let's say due to the time constraints, let me suggest reflecting more or less priorities to drop agenda item 6, individual membership within the RALOs, and to postpone it to the next secretariat meetings in June in Prague.
Thank you, Wolf. Okay. Does everyone agree with that suggestion, which is to remove agenda item 6 regarding individual membership? Going once, going twice. Okay. Therefore, we'll defer item 6 for a future call. Okay. So the next agenda item is... Sorry, Tijani, so sorry.
No problem. Dev, perhaps it will not be enough to drop this point because we have half an hour. We have a third time lost. So perhaps we have also to drop the improvement because the improvement, as you know, is not... We didn't advance in it, so perhaps we have to schedule it for another meeting.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Dijani. Okay, very well. Item number 7, we defer to a future call. Seeing no one objecting to that, we'll... Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, all right, very well. Number 5 then, sorry. Improving regional involvement in the policy advice process will be deferred for a future call. Very well. So moving on to agenda item number 3 regarding regarding inactive non-quoit ALSs, the review of the framework for dealing with inactive at-large structures. There has been some proposals made by all the various RALOs, NARALO being the one that already has in their bylaws how to deal with inactive or non-quoit ALSs. I believe if you go to the wiki page, staff has kindly broken down the various drafts text all in one page. So. Now, I have to admit, I have not, given the constraints with all of the LAC RALO events, I have not made much progress in consolidating this information. So, does anyone have any particular suggestions or recommendations regarding the proposal that was put on the wiki page? Tijani.
Thank you, Dev. So, can we agree on a framework, as we said before, on a framework without parameters? Any RALO will do it, its own parameters. So, if we can agree on first, define the criteria without parameters. Second, define the threshold also without parameters. And then define how we will act regarding those two parameters, those two elements, so that we can have a more or less a harmonious behavior.
Thank you, Tijani. That's an excellent suggestion. So we should look at first three steps, I should say. One, looking at the criteria, not the second, possibly defining the parameters. And the third proposal is what do we do with such non-correlate or inactive ALSs? I'll just suggest that perhaps for item number two, definition of the parameters, that could be left up to the railroads themselves. They can offer it as suggestions, but I don't think we need to do any comparisons. But Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you, Adev. Even in the first, in setting the criteria, there is parameters, so we will not define the parameters now. If there is an agreement, there is no problem. But if there is not agreement, every RALO will define its own parameters. For the second, we have to agree on... I propose to agree on three or two status of the RALOs. For example, active or not active, or contributing or not contributing, anything like this. But we have to define that. And inside those categories, every RALO can put whatever they want.
Thank you, Tijani. Okay, so let's look at the criterion that we should consider that will be used to measure ALS's involvement in their RALO. I'll offer as a first suggestion, attendance on monthly calls. Any objections? Okay.
I'm a bit lost. I'm not finding the document.
It was posted in the chat in the AC room, correct? Yeah, if you check the AC room, Roosevelt, it's on the the link is there. So, okay, so we have that as one of the criterion. Any objections on that? Okay. Second suggestion, then, for as a criterion. Let's see. Amount of emails posted to the mail, to the RALO mailing list. Comments, Tijani?
That's well, but I will make it wider. I would say contribution into the RALO activities. Inside this, we have contributing on the email list, contributing on the comments, etc.
Okay, so contributions to the RALO activities, such as emails and comments on the wiki. Okay, so posting on the wiki, posting on the RALO mailing list, a combination of that, then, and that is tallied up, and that is tallied as one parameter. Wolf, go ahead.
Well, I think as repeatedly remarked at previous meetings, I would like to suggest, at least for URALO, a third criteria, because I know that the mailing list is not very much appreciated and not considered being the utmost useful among our members. As a workspace block, not even the URALO board is using exact verifying what has been posted by at large Steph or Wolf. I think there should be a third criteria via other communication channels, because I have a lot of exchange with certain of our ALSs who have not expressed themselves on the URALO mailing list for the last 6 months or the last 9 months. And I would never dare to call them to describe them being inactive. So I think the two criteria, mailing list and URALO workspace, is too narrow for my understanding. And I think there should be other communication channels, exchange channels, where I communicate on political issues on the European agenda with several of our members regularly. I can just give you another example. There are people involved in the Eurodic process, which is much closer to them, So they are active, but they are not active on our mailing list. So this is another proof of activity, what I think needs to be considered. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. I see Darlene.
I think we have to be careful, though, to consider that, okay, if an ALS is active in Eurodig or, you know, some community like that, but what we're talking about is, are they active in the RALO? So we have to narrow it and say, you know, what are they doing for the RALO? So whatever lines of communication you decide for them to be being active with the RALO, that is what we're talking about as being active or inactive, not if they are saving the rainforest or active in other spheres.
All right, I see there's a queue here. Roosevelt?
I think that my position is fairly well known among the Caribbean as far as this is concerned, because my real concern is that if we are talking about the inclusion, we should not find ways to exclude. Now, the other thing is that I think that we need, there's need to put some things in order, because it's either to sort. It's one thing to be active on the list. It's another thing to be able, you don't have to be active on the list to be able to make a contribution. And if an event is happening, maybe there should be a different method of communicating it rather than just checking it on the list. For example, having an alert board or something, or sending special alerts dealing with the event. Because, I mean, sometimes I don't have time to read all that is going on a list. And if you post an event on a list, I mean, I just look at my thing, and I got 380 messages between yesterday and this morning. So tell me, if something is important is in there, how can I sift through that when I don't have time to go through all of them? But if the relevant messages, apart from the discussion, so you should have a list for discussion, and that is another thing too. You need to, there should be a summary, and they should not all just come on the list. There's a need to organize how you disseminate information to the organizations. And what happens is that all these things go on the list, and people who may not necessarily want to join or have the time, they miss out on the activities because they don't know. And then to say to them that they are inactive, that is basically a default. So I think that we need to organize how we do things.
Just a clarification here. This discussion was held before in Dakar, and I think the consensus was that it's not ready to consider whether the ALSs are active or inactive. It started out as in that terminology when we were trying to grapple with the topic, but we have moved on to say that it's really how ALSs that affect quorum in the RALO decision-making, and whether when they lack in their, because they are not involved, they are not participating in the RALO. So it's not so much active and inactive anymore, although it's still listed as that, as a topic point. Just to clarify that. Fatima, sorry.
Sorry, Deb, before you go on.
Sorry.
If that is so, could we not clarify it and actually...
At the Secretariat in Dakar was non-quorate ALS. So, sorry, Fatima, go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. I will speak in Spanish. Are you ready? When it comes to the mailing list, we have to make a difference between two things. On one hand,
We are talking about a mailing list of the active ALSs, and this should be working. In Lacrallo, we have the problem of certain ALSs that haven't updated their email addresses, and therefore we lost communication with them. And on the other hand, we have to limit this issue to a positive and negative aspect, because we are running the risk of exceeding or committing excess in the list and having spam just for the sake of appearing on the list in order to comply with the metrics. So I think we should limit this. Thank you.
I'm not too sure who was. I think Yalvi was one, and then Tijani. Yalvi, go ahead.
Thank you very much. For me, I think the formulation is fine, because there's no limitation to only the RALO mailing list. It is talking about mailing list or wiki pages. So a RALO can have its internal mailing list. And then the issue of number of mailing reaching my mailbox is not an issue, because if I have 1,000 of mail today, I just need to set a filter. And then if I'm interested in my RALO communication, if I have 1,000 mail today and 10 for my RALO, I'll pay attention to that 10 messages. So I think the formulation is okay. Thank you.
Tijani.
Thank you, Dev. I am very sensitive to what Wolf and Roosevelt said. It is not a matter of it. We have a norm. You are not inactive. So at least we try to find way to communicate with those ALSs so that we can consider.
They say their name before they commit their contributions. I should have done that earlier.
Chloe Rage for the record, sorry, I should know better. I support what Tijani has said, and that is, if you do attend teleconferences, yes. I think there are many ways in which people communicate, and some of that is really to avoid the spam. So I'm basically a personal crusader against the people who hit reply all. So, because basically if it hits reply all, it means probably it's not directed at you, and a lot of people take that view. So there may be a lot of communication that doesn't necessarily go on the list, but that is important. And so I'm not sure how that would be a measurable as well, but it winds up being, yes, we still communicate, but we actually communicate in a way that doesn't create spam for others. So maybe there's a way of thinking through those particular sorts of metrics and seeing what participation means. I certainly agree. One measure is, do you show up? Now, if you don't show, the problem is it does create a problem for quorum. And if you want to make decisions, then, in fact, you can't, because somebody who is ostensibly a member isn't there. So I think that's an important metric, but I think we have to be very careful about how we measure what communication means otherwise.
Thank you, Holly. Wolf?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I really don't want to be boring. I apologize in advance. But we are repeating the same discussions meeting by meeting. And in this context, I have to say it again, we are talking about a vicious circle. And an important element of this vicious circle is, I can clearly say it for the Uralo level. We had 2 years ago an ICANN conference in Brussels. We had a showcase. Our members were not supported, not funded. First frustration. We have now, next, a second European ICANN meeting in Prague. No GA, no face-to-face, no support for the members. This is hardcore frustration. And what we need to activate our members is the opposite. We need incentives. We need encouragement. We need an enabling environment. Then I am sure the response of our members, the involvement in Uralo, will be 100% increase. But I resist to blame our members for being lame, not really interested, not enough involved, when I have to frustrate them now over 2-3 years. So I'm not prepared to decide anything what could be understood or misunderstood as a punishment here at such a meeting, not reflecting the causality and origins, reasons and consequences, causes and consequences. I have to take this into consideration to make a real assessment of the situation. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. Okay, well, I want to try to see if we can summarize this. It seems that is... So sorry, Fatima. Okay, go ahead. All right. Make it quick.
Merci, Fatimata.
Thank you, Fatimata. I'm going to speak in French. I'd like to insist on a fact. I really respect what Wolf just said. It is very important when we want to send a message, the message that we are going to punish the ALS. It's good maybe at our level to say which ALS is more active or less active. Maybe it's what we try to do. But before Wolf was going to speak, I wanted to say that we are repeating in each meeting the same things and we are not going forward. So I don't know why we need to say we are going to punish some ALS. We are not going to punish them. Maybe we must find some solutions, just solution to have some more ALS active link participating. This is my opinion, and I think we are not very well understood because in Afralo we want, this is our goal. This is our only goal. So, Wolf, I think we agree with you. Afralo agree with Uralo on that issue. It is not here a question of punishing. It's a question of seeing who is participating, who is not participating, and see how to motivate them to participate more. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatimata. Okay. It seems that we don't seem to have a clear consensus on regarding how to measure, how to accurately measure the criterion of contributions on the email list, because some may see it as spam, you know, or just yeah, whatever, and whether they might do it on the mailing list or on the wiki or on possible unofficial channels. And of course that also brings the problem of then how do you then measure that unofficial channels. So let me just throw a counter suggestion on this. How about just simply saying the complete absence of any emails or wiki comments? Complete absence. As regarding... go ahead, Tijani.
I will make a suggestion. Since the parameters will be up to each RALOs, so for RALOs, they can put as minimum email received 0. So any ALS who never send an email is okay, since the minimum is 0. So the parameters will solve the problem. That's all.
Any other comments, darling?
I just wanted to comment further and highlight what Holly said, actually, is we are not looking to punish people here. What this is all about is quorum. If we don't hear from an ALS for years, it absolutely stops the business of the RALO because we cannot get them to vote. So in the North American RALO, we have ALSs that like to read the list, but we never hear from them. So we just let them know that they are no longer part of the quorum, and they're happy with that. You know, yes, they're still an ALS, but they won't be considered part of quorum. This is not a punishment. This is a common business practice, and that's all that we're really trying to forward here.
Okay. I do realize we're going over time on this issue, on this topic, though. I saw Evan, though, and since he hasn't contributed, I'll let him speak. Go ahead, Evan.
Thanks, Deb. I'll keep it short and just build on to what Darlene had said. I've spoken to ALSs that haven't contributed, and many just feel intimidated. They're still trying to learn things, and they feel that the moment they open their mouth, they'll show themselves up to not knowing anything that they're talking about. They're in a learning phase. They may not even feel qualified to vote on things, but they're still involved. They still care. And as such, you know, they can still be part of the process. But as Darlene said, the issue is quorum, that kind of participation shouldn't hold up votes.
Thank you, Evan. Couldn't agree more. Roosevelt, it has to be a very quick one.
Very short. Quorum, bring it down to a number that you know that will be there. You don't have to go into any criteria to deal with.
This is the follow-up to that. Then that raises the risk of a small group then making the decision for the entire RALO.
Well, tell me what you are going to do. If you have 5 people who are participating and 1,005 who are not, are you not going to make a decision? That is the crux of the matter, you know. You still need to make a decision. If, for example, the other 1,005 decide, well, something is happening that is affecting them, well, then they would know that they have, is their duty to come and find you.
Deb, I have a quick answer for Rizzo.
Okay,
it's basically 2 ways of looking at the same thing. Either a small proportion of everyone or a large proportion of the ones that have claimed to be active. And I just guess the North American approach has said, let's have a high bar for the ones that we know to be active.
Thank you, Chair Carlton Samuels, for the record. I was about to say what my colleague just pointed out, so I won't bounce the rubble on that. To the extent that you have a decision, here is why what the North American perspective, and here's why it works. It works because they tend to make decisions by consensus. That's why it works. And, well, I've given up, actually, to let people understand what consensus means. The context in which we operated was that we had a high bar set, like my colleague pointed out, for those who show up. But we insisted that they must show up and vote. And that is where it went awry. Because we are struggling with understanding what consensus really means. If 10 of us show up and 10 of us agree to make a decision by consensus, when we do that, everybody agrees this is what the group did. This is groupthink. This is a group decision, and this is what stands. When that happens and when you understand how that works, the idea of having a low bar for consensus or a high bar for show up goes out the window. And that is really the struggle for us to understand. This is not just out of the air. It is based on certain assumptions. And the basic assumption is consensus and what that means. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Very well. Given that we've now taken 30 minutes on this, may I suggest then we just, let's see if we can defer it for now, and then we're going to, because we have other items on the agenda, unfortunately. So, so with that in mind, we'll just look to defer it. And again, perhaps the thing to do is, perhaps a possible action item is to have a conference call within the month after, and continue to discuss it. So, okay, so moving on to the next agenda item. We have the development of criteria for recall of ALAC members. Darlene was the person supposed to lead on this. Darlene, you have anything to say or contribute on this topic?
Yes. Sorry, Darlene Thompson, for the record. It's to my shame, I was supposed to get a working group together on this after Dakar. That never happened. So I'm going to do it this time. So I just want to let everybody know what this is about in brief, as to what this is talking about. Basically, in the ALAC Rules of Procedure in Section 21, there are minimum participation requirements of ALAC members, reading and commenting in ALAC online forums, and then there are quantitative requirements as well. Members casting a vote, including abstention in at least three-quarters of ALS accredited votes, and participation in at least two-thirds of the ALAC conference calls in any six-month period, and attending at least one physical ICANN meeting in any nine-month period, and completing at least one feedback survey on at-large community, at-large issues, matters in any six-month period. We cannot change this. This is in the ALAC Rules of Procedures. I just want to make this clear that we are not talking about changing this. Then it goes on to say, the participation requirements set forth in this section shall be considered met if and only if the qualitative requirements stated in Rule 21.3 are met. So there has to be some substance there. Then 21.10 goes on to say, for ordinary ALAC members, in case of failure to meet the requirements, the chair will privately encourage the member to resign. If this does not happen by 14 days from the communication, the chair will formally notify the entity responsible for appointing the member, that would be the RALO, and a message may be copied to the public ALAC list and ask that the appointment is immediately reconsidered. So basically, an elected ALAC member, and we are talking about elected, not NOMCOM, if they are not meeting these minimum quantitative and qualitative requirements, then this is what is going to happen. Now, if the chair does encourage that member to resign and they don't after 14 days, then it gets bounced back to the RALO. And right now, the RALOs do not have anything, I believe, I don't think any of us have anything in our rules of procedures as to what happens then. Then what do we do? So that is the question that's on the table, basically, is what do we do if we have an ALAC member that is not meeting these minimum requirements? The chair has talked to them, and now it's been bounced to the RALO. So I think there's quite a lot of discussion that could happen around this. We only have 15 minutes, so I think it's completely unrealistic to discuss this. So what I'm going to suggest is that maybe we put it out onto the Secretariat's list, as well as any ALAC member that wishes to take part in the discussion, form a working group and talk about it. But that's just my opinion.
Thank you, Darlene. Very succinct explanation. Any comments on that? I see Tijani, and I see Eduardo after.
Thank you, Darlene. There will be a working group inside ALAC dealing with the metrics and dealing also with the rule of procedure. And this is the topic of the main subject of this working group. So, as said, Darlene, I think that we will not discuss it here. Perhaps we will anyone who has an idea about it can send it on the mailing list. But more importantly, we have to participate all together. Any RALO have to participate in the working group that will be chaired by Cheryl. Thank you.
Excellent suggestion, Tajani. Thank you. Eduardo?
Eduardo Diaz for the RALO. Hello. I'm sorry. I will support a motion to do, Darlene suggesting, to defer this to, to talk about this somewhere else. Also, the way this agenda was put together, it's kind of confusing because this item is under the participation of ALSs, and you're talking about participation at that ALAC label, so it's, I did not understand why you went the way they went, but, now I understand. So I suggest that this is taken out of, put in a different context, because we're talking here about participation at a LAC member. Right? Thank you.
Do it.
Darlene, go ahead, quick.
I just wanted to comment on Darlene Thompson for the record. I just wanted to comment on Tijani's comment. Yes, of course, the ALAC will be doing their own working group on these rules of procedures and examining them. So what this working group would be looking at is what do the RALOs do if, according to the rules of procedures, whatever that working group comes up with, if the ALAC member is not performing as per whatever they come up with, and then it gets bounced back to the RALO, then what do we do? So that's what we would be examining.
Lance, go ahead. Make it quick.
Thank you, Chair. Just one comment, not to get into detail, but if the ALAC member is in violation of ALAC rules, I'm not sure I particularly care what the RALO thinks. What should happen is that ALAC advises the RALO that this ALAC member is in default and do that. Because while it would be nice to consult with the RALO, I think it gets far more complex at that point. Just my thought.
Okay, thank you, Lance. Maybe Tijani might want to respond to that, and then we'll close off the topic.
Yes, for Darlene, she's right. But we cannot set any kind of rules or manner to do with this problem if the ALAC don't set the right rule of procedure, the right decision. So that's why I said we will do perhaps this work after the work of the ALAC. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Tijani. Okay, let's move ahead to the next agenda item. We decided to move to defer items 5 and 6. So item 7 is now on the agenda, which is the review and next steps of the Secretariat's improvement plan. Holly and or Charles Mark looks listed as this. Oh, Holly, go ahead.
Actually, what I was going to say is really a question. Darlene, Dakar, what happened to the other criteria, which is somebody's got to do a report, everybody should do at least one report? Where did that go?
That is still under 21.9, completing at least one feedback survey.
That was written up as a meeting report. In other words, I thought part of the purpose of people going to meetings was to report back to your constituency. So did we talk about that as a survey? I thought we actually thought that was a report. And a measure of achievement is how many reports from people you see that are put up after a meeting.
Darlene Thompson, this would go back to what Tijani was talking about, as that kind of measurement has to come from the ALAC rules of procedure. That is not something that the RALO can say. So that's going to have to be dealt with, and is a great suggestion to that working group.
Thank you, Darlene. So regarding the Secretariat's improvement plan, do you have anything to comment on? Because this is listed under your agenda.
Can you move that while I refresh my memory, please?
Certainly, no problem. Next item on the agenda, and I'm sorry if regarding the Adobe Connect chat, because I'm not seeing it. So if there was any questions, I hope staff would just alert me to that. Tajani, go ahead.
For the improvement plan of the secretariat, I think that we have done a work already, and we never followed up on it. And I propose that one of the action items of this meeting, Dave, one of the action items of this meeting would be to follow up on what was done for the improvement plan. There is a table, we worked on it several times ago, so we have to follow up. So we have to schedule calls for the secretariat to continue working on it. And if it is, if there is nothing to do on it, we have to say it. But we don't have to keep it like this. We have more than one year that we didn't touch to.
Thank you, Tijani. I mean, I think one of the earlier proposals mentioned in the secretariat's call last month, I think it was to whether we should convert it to consider, given the at-large improvements and the at-large improvements task force, whether we should even, well, as I say, continue maintaining this completely. So so one of the things for consideration is, of course, if after review of this secretariat's plan is to, well, then say, well, let's not... We can retire this plan, given the at-large improvements covers all of these items in this. But, well, again, we can, if nobody is willing to make that suggestion now, we could, of course, defer to the next call. Does anybody want to make the suggestion to say, let's not review the secretariat's plan now at this point, or you want to look at it one last time, or Darlene?
I propose that we move that to a telephone conference because I don't think it needs to be done right now.
Good. I just want to make it. Move the discussion or the decision to, regarding the Secretariat's improvement plan to the conference call as well. Right, so we have one item on the agenda then, which is under the other business. Wolf, I think this is an agenda item that you requested. This is regarding cross railo at large structures. Can you
go ahead? Thank you. I requested it's a given situation. A short reference. We also repeatedly discussed the model of the ICANN regional, the ICANN geographic regions. Yeah. And there was a consultation at ALEC, and we made some comments, etc. And from time to time, there are situations showing up like the famous exceptions. And this exception at the moment is a phenomenon that Armenia is, according to ICANN, part of Asia-Pacific, historically, culturally, and for all other good reasons, oriented to the West, to Europe. So we had the case that we had the first application from ISOC Armenia, and they were certified, and for them it was not a problem being put to Asia Pacific. Now we have a second application. It's a media education center, which is 100% working with Council of Europe, European Commission, with European universities. They have all splendid contacts to Europe, and they have nothing with Asia Pacific. And Narin, the applicant, the in charge of the applicant, she's clearly saying, for me, it's like a condition. Becoming an ALS, being joined with AP, makes no sense for me at all. This is, again, the point, what may be the motivation afterwards. Then we complain that these people are inactive because you put them in the wrong box. And therefore, we would like to suggest, but I only want now to introduce into this discussion, we would like to suggest a model for exceptional cases, what may show up in other RALOs as well, when for good reasons an applicant wants a kind of self-determination, then I think we should A, negotiate this bilaterally among the RALOs concerned. If bilaterally the RALOs find approval in the given case exceptionally, this may be good. Then we should be open and unbureaucratic enough to approve something like this, but always keeping in mind this should be an exceptional thing and not becoming a kind of rule. And what I would not like, or what I don't intend at all, to start any quarreling with another RALOs on such cases. And it must be very well justified, and I therefore think Armenia is simply a model case. If it wouldn't be very well justified, I wouldn't propose it, and we wouldn't need it. But I will, for the next meeting in Prague, prepare something for this, for a kind of in-depth discussion. And to facilitate the discussion, we will send it around among the secretariats prior to the meeting to make up your mind and to discuss it in your region. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Wolf. Any comments from anyone on Wolf's suggestion and proposals? Tijani?
Thank you, Rolf. You, Wolf, you are... Wolf, you're right. You're right. And the most important thing is the involvement, is the willing of the ALS. But now we have rule of procedure, and we have a geographic region distribution in ICANN. So if we can find, we have to check the rule of procedure, but if we can, if we find it possible, I totally agree with you. If both RALOs agree and the ALS will to be in this RALO rather than the other, it's very good. But I want to tell you that in any geographic region distribution, there will be such cases because there is not a perfect distribution. So we have to try to do it pragmatically, but also according to the rule of procedure and bylaws.
Thank you, Tijani. Any other comment or follow-up from anyone? Good. Well, going once, going twice. Okay. Well, so, and regarding any other business, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dev, Olivier, for the transcript. I had a look at the rules of procedure, and it doesn't actually specify specifically which geographic regions, what is the procedure for choosing what geographic region an ALS could apply to? It is widely understood that it respects ICANN's wider geographic regions, and but it's an understanding, and I will require time. Perhaps I can come back to you to have staff check, and I might check also with Cheryl, who is very proficient in those rules, to find out how tight or how amenable those rules are to be able to see if such a proposal could be worked.
Thank you, Olivier. I think all realists will have to check that, I think. Because I think it's a unique situation that has happened. And actually, under any other business, I would just want to add one other thing. During the improvements, the At-Large Improvements Task Force meeting, we looked at the RALO dashboards that were initially proposed in about a year or two ago, and there's a look of actually updating that into part of the metrics working group in terms of measuring the Duvelos in terms of their, seeing which ALSs and which countries don't have ALSs in the Duvelo region, and so forth. So there will be a look to updating these and also to maintain them accurately from once we've updated them. So on the email list, I'll post something to that. Myself and Salah are going to be looking at developing updated dashboard, possibly including things such as membership in the GAC, for example, and which ALSs which ALSs are in a country and has a GAC representative or not. Those type of things. So more details about that will be coming up in a future call. Holly, go ahead.
Holly Raj, for the record, can we go back to my action item?
Well, we have 4 minutes. Certainly, we can go back to it.
I just say, in that case, could everybody just have a look at the link? These are the sorts of things that will make the information that we all have in our heads or not more accessible to others. And if we're talking about outreach and bringing in more ALSs, it's worth having a look at the sorts of suggestions that were made, including ones by Dev and others, in terms of maybe actually activating some inactive members might be one outcome.
Thanks. I believe you're referring to item 5A in Part B, Outreach and Participation Enhancement. Certainly. Certainly. And yet, I guess that goes into how do we deal with non-quality ALSs and how do we measure their involvement and so forth. Very well. Any other business? Can't believe it, but we have 3 minutes left. Very well. I take it from that there's no other business. So in that case, going once, going twice. Very well. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Dev.